What if there was a clear, step-by-step path to wealth that worked specifically for your unique personality? While countless financial gurus promote one-size-fits-all solutions, Roger James Hamilton's The Millionaire Master Plan has become a phenomenon among entrepreneurs and wealth seekers for its revolutionary approach to personalized wealth creation. The book has influenced business leaders across industries, from Richard Branson to Tony Robbins, by rejecting generic advice in favor of genius-specific strategies. Hamilton's methodology has helped establish over 20 successful businesses and guided thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide. Unlike traditional wealth books that focus solely on tactics, Hamilton's approach begins with understanding your natural genius type, a concept that has transformed how modern entrepreneurs approach business development and wealth creation. Imagine wealth creation as climbing a lighthouse with 9 distinct levels. At the bottom, people struggle with debt and survival. At the top, they shape industries and leave lasting legacies. This wealth lighthouse serves as the central framework of Hamilton's approach, providing both a map of where you are and clear directions for advancement. The lighthouse consists of 3 prisms with 3 levels each. The foundation prism, infrared, red, and orange levels, focuses on mastering personal wealth flow, moving from debt to survival to positive cash flow. The enterprise prism, yellow, green, and blue levels, teaches how to manage wealth flowing through markets via businesses and investments. Finally, the alchemy prism, indigo, violet, and ultraviolet levels, represents mastery of wealth flowing through societies, where market rules are created and legacies established. What makes this approach revolutionary is that each person's path up the lighthouse differs based on their natural genius type. Hamilton identifies 4 genius types: dynamos, idea-focused creators; blazes, people-focused communicators; tempos, service-focused implementers; and steels, detail-focused analyzers. Each type has different strengths, challenges, and optimal strategies at every lighthouse level. The most profound insight here is that following someone else's genius path leads to struggle and failure. A blaze genius trying to succeed through steel strategies will experience unnecessary friction, just as a fish attempting to climb a tree would fail miserably. Understanding your genius reveals your natural path of least resistance to wealth. Why some people achieve financial success effortlessly, while others with equal intelligence and work ethic remain stuck. This lighthouse framework explains why even successful people hit plateaus. They've reached the limits of their current level strategies and need to make a quantum leap in thinking to advance further. The view from each level reveals different opportunities, explaining why advice that seems obvious to someone at blue level might appear nonsensical to someone at red. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it is stupid. This Einstein quote captures the essence of Hamilton's genius system. We each have natural talents that, when properly channeled, create our path of least resistance to wealth. The 4 genius types represent fundamentally different approaches to success. Dynamo geniuses excel at creation and innovation. They're visionary, intuitive, and constantly generating ideas. Think Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, and Bill Gates, people remembered for creative brilliance rather than organizational skills. Their winning formula is creating value through innovation, while their losing formula is getting bogged down in consultation and implementation details. They answer the question, what? Blaze geniuses thrive through communication and relationships. They learn through conversation, inspire through storytelling, and put people first. Think Oprah Winfrey, Bill Clinton, and Ellen DeGeneres. Charismatic figures who build personal brands through connections. Their winning formula is creating leverage through magnification, amplifying messages, while their losing formula is getting lost in calculation and systems. They answer the question, who? Tempo geniuses excel through sensory awareness, timing, and hands-on implementation. They're grounded, reliable, and deliver consistently. Think Warren Buffett, Gandhi, and Michael Phelps. figures known for patience, perseverance, and perfect timing. Their winning formula is creating value through timing, knowing when to act, while their losing formula is trying to innovate from scratch. They answer the question, when? Steel geniuses thrive on details, analysis, and systems. They love manuals, data, and creating efficient processes. Think John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, and Mark Zuckerberg, builders of massive systems that function without them. Their winning formula is creating leverage through multiplication, scalable systems, while their losing formula is getting trapped in constant communication. They answer the question, how? Understanding your genius reveals why certain aspects of wealth creation feel effortless while others feel like pushing a boulder uphill. It explains why some entrepreneurs naturally excel at innovation but struggle with implementation, while others build flawless systems but have difficulty marketing themselves. The key insight is that wealth flows most naturally when you operate in your genius zone and partner with complementary geniuses for balance. Like a candle flame that lights others without diminishing itself, your genius creates exponential results when properly directed. The journey up the wealth lighthouse begins at infrared level, the victim stage, where you sink deeper into debt monthly. This creates a state of constant stress, panic, and uncertainty that makes clear decision-making impossible. People at this level appear different to others, exhausted, complaining more, and constantly justifying themselves. Hamilton shares his own painful infrared moment when his car was repossessed in front of neighbors while his wife pleaded with the tow truck driver holding their distressed one-year-old daughter. Standing alone on that empty street, he finally committed to change. The path out of infrared requires three genius-specific steps. For dynamo geniuses, the challenge is excessive optimism, constantly chasing big ideas while ignoring basic financial stability. Their path requires measuring money by prioritizing personal cash flow before feeding new ventures, committing to conduct by serving established businesses rather than starting new ones, and doing their duty to something bigger than personal success. Blaze geniuses struggle with distractions, chasing too many opportunities simultaneously. They must measure money by linking their vision to steady cash flow growth, commit to conduct by leveraging their network to find people already in flow, and do their duty by assembling a supportive team for accountability rather than helping others without compensation. Tempo geniuses take longer to make decisions and struggle to generate income, though they're careful with spending. They need to measure money by creating forward forecasts with a team's help, commit to conduct by directing efforts toward roles that reward their natural reliability, and do their duty by finding a team for focus and reassurance during tough decisions. Steel geniuses tend toward pessimism and get stuck in analysis paralysis. They must measure money by focusing their analytical skills on creating financial plans that inspire teams, commit to conduct by working with others to find flow rather than getting lost in details, and do their duty by connecting to a bigger cause with dynamic leaders who can help them get back into flow. The four gears to escape infrared include getting the right job for your genius, running targeted promotions for direct income, redirecting business teams to generate more personal cash flow, or reorganizing assets and debt to become cash positive. The key is determining exactly how much money you need monthly to become cash positive, then either cutting expenses or increasing income to reach that number. Red level represents survival, no longer drowning in debt, but still treading water financially. The trap here is feeling tempted to make risky investments that deplete resources, creating a trampoline effect where you bounce up temporarily but always fall back to zero. Hamilton shares a profound insight from his first millionaire mentor. The path to $1 million begins with doubling your monthly net cash flow repeatedly. Starting with just $100 extra per month, doubling 10 times leads to $102,400 monthly, creating a $1 million annual income. Moving from red to orange requires three steps. Pinpoint your passion, find motivation by connecting to what truly excites you, set your standards, raise the quality of your thoughts, actions, and connections, and follow the flow. Tap into existing flows of money and value by connecting with others already in profitable motion. For dynamo geniuses, this means resisting the urge to chase the next big thing and instead finding people who share their passion and are already in profitable flow. Hamilton shares how partnering with Richard Tan's event company on a property seminar made more profit in one day than his publishing company made in a year, all while learning a new business model. Tempo geniuses must avoid choosing paths solely for money or because others recommend them. Grace Lai, a medical school graduate, discovered her true passion lay in medical innovation rather than stock trading. By creating a future vision of running an investment fund for cutting-edge medical technology, she began building her presence in that field through strategic connections. Blaze geniuses need to focus their natural passion for connection. Lucio Fan transformed his unprofitable Italian restaurant by focusing on who he wanted to work with, targeting the Italian consulate and language tutors for themed nights rather than trying to please everyone with customized menus. Steel geniuses excel at finding time and cost savings for others in flow. Janet Johnson, an exhausted accountant, discovered she loved helping schools get their finances in order. By surveying schools and discovering they wanted help beyond basic accounting, she rebranded as Educational Finance Solutions, offering training and consulting services that generated multiple times her previous profits. Hamilton introduces the concept of Clark Kent time versus Superman time. Don't quit your job without replacement income. The key question is, what minimum Clark Kent time do I need weekly to buy myself Superman time to pursue my future vision? Your job isn't something to escape. It's what buys you the freedom to create your path forward. At orange level, you've reached positive cash flow but still depend on others. Moving to yellow means shifting from dependence to independence, where business comes to you because of your market position. Hamilton introduces the wealth equation. Wealth equals value times leverage. Value controls the speed of money flow, like the grade of a river, while leverage controls the volume, like the river's width. All great wealth creators control flow by creating value and then leveraging it through products, partnerships, teams, and businesses. The three steps to yellow level are 1. Identify your identity by choosing what you'll be number one at and defining your niche. Hattie Hassan transformed her plumbing business by founding Stopcox, the first all-woman plumbing company in England. 2. Master your market by learning who the players are, understanding market size, and knowing your perfect customer's profile and needs. Bia Benkova focused on her native Czech Republic rather than competing in crowded London, creating the Global Institute for Extraordinary Women. 3. Monetize your moment by planning promotions that deliver value to your market while putting money in your pocket. Heather Yelland partnered with Supercamp to bring their proven student enrichment programs to Australia, creating viral scholarship promotions and generating media attention. This transition represents moving from spectator to player in a soccer match. Orange workers chase money like spectators running onto the field trying to catch the ball, while yellow players position themselves strategically and have the ball passed to them. The difference is stark. Yellow players have mastered creating their own opportunities and have no fear of losing income. Hamilton emphasizes that successful promotions follow 7 measurable steps. Compelling invitation, simple registration, firm confirmation, thoughtful preparation, high impact delivery, easy feedback, and sincere thank you. Each step has specific metrics to track: registration rate, conversion rate, engagement rate, delivery rate, satisfaction rate, and repurchase rate. Welcome to the Enterprise Prism, where all the money is made. As a yellow level player, you're in demand with money flowing in, but you risk the octopus effect, appearing successful while everything beneath the surface depends solely on you. Hamilton debunks five modern myths of wealth. 1. Wealth comes from passive income. Truth, all assets need active management. 2. Wealth comes from multiple income streams. Truth, focus on building teams, not juggling streams. 3. Wealth comes from exit strategies. Truth, create success strategies that keep you in the game. 4. Wealth comes from being your own boss. Truth, wealth comes from choosing your boss wisely. 5. Wealth comes from risking it all. Truth, the most successful minimize risk through measured steps. Moving to green level requires 3 steps. 1. Establish your enterprise by creating businesses that work without you, with different financial models that can afford strong leadership teams. Scott Picken transformed from struggling with 3 poorly run businesses to 1 thriving multi-million dollar operation by giving it a stronger identity than himself. 2. Refine your rhythm by moving from improvising to setting the rhythm with pre-organized schedules. Renata Hamilton simplified her real estate business model so others could run it, setting up promotions to ensure cash flow and hiring experienced managers. 3. Synchronize your steps by planning ahead with your team instead of making it up as you go. Von Clair leveraged his steel genius strengths to implement best practices from overseas markets rather than reinventing processes. Hamilton identifies 4 types of businesses aligned with genius types and industry seasons. Dynamo businesses are product-based, thriving in industry spring with innovation. Blaze businesses are market-based, dominating in industry summer by building communities. Tempo businesses are location-based, excelling in industry autumn through service excellence. And steel businesses are transaction-based, leading in industry winter by creating efficient systems. The key to green level is managing people effectively. Hamilton outlines 3 partnership structures: cost-based people, traditional employees who add value but require you to create leverage to pay them; revenue-based people, partners who work for a share of sales without upfront costs; and profit-based people, experienced leaders who know how to run profitable operations. While green performers are like musicians playing one instrument in an orchestra, blue conductors hold the baton, set the rhythm, and keep everyone playing together. Blue conductors face the performers with their backs to the audience, focusing on key financials, agreements, and building access to resources rather than handling small details. Hamilton introduces the concept of triangulation. Adding a third point to any two-point problem creates perspective and detachment. This is the foundation of modern accounting. Cash flow statement, profit and loss statement, and balance sheet form a triangle where every transaction affects multiple points. Money is simply a flow of promises. Cash flow shows promises paid, profit and loss shows promises delivered, and balance sheets show promises made. The 3 steps from green to blue are: 1. Anchor your authority by becoming a leader who attracts green performers. Richard Alderson transformed his approach to social enterprise by creating a fund where investors would get returns rather than relying on donations. 2. Perfect your processes with discipline that keeps everything in flow. Emma Ponsonby attracted world-class professionals and advisors while maintaining a process that kept her updated on operations while attracting international interest for her online fashion store. 3. Build your balance by focusing on both financial and personal balance sheets, always considering both upside and downside. Chandras Pala focused on his portfolio statement and asset valuation rather than just cash flow, joining TAI, a major mentoring network, to connect with investors. As you follow your genius path to blue level, your genius becomes increasingly important in both making and keeping wealth. Each genius type should focus on specific investment types. Dynamo geniuses excel at fast-growth companies, property developments, or businesses they can add value to through innovation, then resell or refinance. Their weakness is poor timing. They're often over-optimistic about market expectations. Blaze geniuses win through investment partnerships that deliver assets at wholesale value or on terms others cannot access. Their downside is limited attention to financial details. They struggle with spreadsheets and managing investments requiring tight margins. Tempo geniuses excel at timing markets and knowing when to buy and sell. Working with the right experts, they thrive with businesses, assets, and properties they can trade. Their weakness is trying to innovate their way to success. Steel geniuses win through paying attention to details and reading financials. By investing time understanding numbers with accountants, they create ongoing cash flow through stable assets like business dividends or property rental yields. At Blue Level, you've mastered creating teams to manage your streams and enjoy freedom of movement with a strong cash flow from your million-dollar portfolio. To move beyond Blue requires another quantum leap. Letting go of attachment to your freedom of movement and connecting your self-worth to your legacy. The alchemy prism represents a realm once dominated by Renaissance families and early American pioneers, now seeing a resurgence with internet-era changemakers who are followed more than governments and corporations. Moving from blue conductor to indigo trustee requires three steps. Trump your trust, using market trust for more than wealth creation, capitalize your currency, leveraging assets for greater causes, and connect your community, seeing your market as an interconnected ecosystem. Richard Branson exemplifies this through Virgin Unite, connecting social entrepreneurs worldwide. The transition from indigo trustee to violet composer requires ratifying your right, gaining recognition beyond your business, completing your composition, developing deep understanding of previous efforts in your field, and embracing your enemies, accepting both adoration and opposition that come with high-level visibility. Bill Gates exemplifies this transition through his foundation's work in education and global health. The highest level, ultraviolet legend, requires personifying your purpose, becoming the symbol of your cause, like Nelson Mandela against apartheid, surrendering yourself, putting your cause above your life through personal sacrifice, and losing your life, often achieving legend status posthumously. At the alchemy prism levels, your genius becomes your legacy. Dynamo geniuses like Thomas Edison and Leonardo da Vinci leave legacies through their creations and innovations. Blaze geniuses like John Lennon and Martin Luther King Jr. leave legacies through their powerful messages that shape movements. Tempo geniuses like Nelson Mandela and Mother Teresa leave legacies through their actions and lived values. Steel geniuses like Andrew Carnegie and Isaac Newton leave legacies through their bodies of knowledge and theories. Hamilton concludes with a powerful metaphor. We are the lighthouse. The power of the universe lies within each of us, waiting to be unlocked. A lighthouse's purpose isn't to illuminate itself, but others. By lighting ourselves, we light up those around us. The secret isn't in his book, but in what happens beyond it. When you connect to your genius, follow your flow, ascend the lighthouse, and illuminate the world. To experience the alchemy prism's magic today rather than in some distant future, Hamilton recommends establishing a powerful morning routine centered around 8 transformative questions organized into 3 essential categories. This practice, when done consistently, creates a foundation for both personal and financial growth. Showing up, being present. What am I grateful for? Which washes away negative energy and reframes your mindset. This could be as simple as appreciating good health or as significant as celebrating a business milestone. Who do I love? Which showers love into your relationships and reminds you of your support network. This includes family, mentors, team members, and even clients who contribute to your journey. Why am I so happy? Which focuses on current joys and future possibilities, creating a positive emotional state for the day ahead. Stepping up, taking right actions. What am I most committed to? Which identifies your key commitment for the day, helping you prioritize actions that align with your wealth-building goals. This might be completing a crucial project, making important calls, or learning a new skill. How committed am I? Which helps you address procrastination by increasing your commitment level. Hamilton suggests rating your commitment on a scale of 1 to 10 and taking steps to raise it if needed. Giving back, passing on flow. What is my intention? Focuses on what you'll give to the world today, whether through your business, relationships, or community service. This question helps align your actions with value creation. What is my wish? Explores what magic your world might give you, opening your mind to unexpected opportunities and synchronicities. Why am I here? Addresses your higher purpose and connects daily actions to your broader mission in life. Hamilton emphasizes that these questions should be answered thoughtfully, preferably in writing, rather than rushed through. He suggests spending at least 10 to 15 minutes on this practice each morning before checking emails or starting work. The power lies not just in asking the questions, but in allowing the answers to guide your daily decisions and actions. These questions have sustained Hamilton for 20 years, from his infrared emergency state through his lighthouse ascent. He credits this practice with helping him maintain focus during challenging times and accelerating his success during growth periods. Many of his successful clients have adopted similar morning routines, often customizing the questions to their specific situations while maintaining the core framework. The ultimate lesson of the Millionaire Master Plan is that wealth creation isn't about following someone else's path, but discovering your own natural genius and allowing it to flow. When you understand your unique strengths and align them with the right strategies for your current level, wealth creation becomes less of a struggle and more of a natural evolution. This daily practice helps you stay connected to your authentic path while maintaining the discipline needed for long-term success. As Hamilton writes, we're all seeking a light, not realizing it's already within us. Together, we can light up the world. This reminder serves as both inspiration and practical guidance for anyone on the journey to financial mastery.